My guest at this time is Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp. We've asked him to join us today to talk about a move among several members of the U.S. Congress, including Georgia Democrat John Lewis, that would greatly expand the registration of voters, essentially doing it automatically unless people specifically opt out of it. That would mean people who are registered with the Department of Motor Vehicles, public assistance programs, and other databases, as soon as they hit the legal voting age of 18, would automatically be registered to vote. It would also allow voting up to the day of the election and give voting rights to convicted felons. And Mr. Kemp, thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Greg. Thank you.
You have come out very clearly on the record as being strongly opposed to this. Explain what you see as the pitfalls of following this sort of legislation.
Well, listen, we're certainly supportive of folks being able to easily get registered to vote. We've done a lot of things in Georgia to make sure that can happen. We're working on implementing online voter registration right now. But to require universal registration by the federal government is just not the way to do this from a security standpoint. You know, one of the things that we're charged with is running safe, accessible, fair elections. But a big part of that is making sure your voter rolls are secure and that you only have folks that are eligible to be on the rolls actually on the rolls. And I think this is what my concern is with universal registration. You know, we have processes that we make people go through here in Georgia to make sure that they are eligible and meet all the requirements before we ever put them on the roll. And I just don't know that those safeguards would be in place with federal intervention.
So proactive registration by the voter weeds out illegal activity is what you're saying.
Well, that's right. And you know, we're trusting but verifying. You know, if they say they're a citizen, then we're going to verify that. And we do that with everyone that before they go on the voter rolls. You know, we do the same thing in Georgia before you get a driver's license. And, you know, I think it's just the smart thing to do. We've got a million different ways for people to register to vote, a lot of public agencies are required to have voter registration forms, our schools, libraries, the local registrar's office. Certainly anybody can go on our website 24 hours a day and download a form, fill it out, mail it in, and soon we'll have online voter registration. So it's not that we don't want to promote that. We just don't want the federal government doing it. I don't know of many people in America that believe the federal government can do something better than the states right now.
Do you get the sense that the momentum is on one side or the other in this debate? Obviously, Congressman Lewis and some of the others on his side would say, well, the idea here is to make sure that as many people as are eligible to vote should vote. And that would make a relatively compelling argument. So how do you explain with that type of emotional backdrop on the other side as to why this is not the right way to go and some of the problems that you've already talked about could easily pop up?
Well, I think the argument is really outside of even voting. It's, you know, this is America. You know, this is a country where we pride ourselves on people being able to make individual choices and having individual rights. And some people don't want to be registered to vote. And, you know, that's their right. If they don't want to take advantage of all we have to offer to be registered to vote, then they don't have to. But if they're going to, we want to make sure that they meet all the requirements, where they're not taking away somebody else's vote because they're on the rolls illegally.
What about the call for allowing registration all the way up to the day of the election?
Well, that's something else that greatly concerns me. You know, we had a big problem here in Georgia with one of our counties because we have a deadline 30 days before the election to give the counties and our office time to do all the verification, make sure that we actually get everybody on the rolls so that when they go to vote election day, you know, there's no problems with them showing up. And we had one county that couldn't do that in a timely manner, and they were entering people into the system, you know, the day before the election, and it was just a disaster. They didn't have their supplemental lists were not correct, so people went to vote on election day. They weren't showing up on these lists, and they were turned away. So I am certainly not a fan of same-day registration. I think it's hard for election officials to do the proper checks on individuals the day that we're holding an election and try to do all of that at the same time. And I think that just opens a can of worms for fraud in a big way.
couple of issues that popped up before the presidential election last year. One, of course, was the push in many states for photo ID at the polls so voters had to verify they were who they said they were. And then also the state of Florida ran into trouble with the Justice Department in efforts to clean up its voter rolls, taking out, you know, people who had deceased or moved out of the state and so forth. I know you're looking at cleaning up the voting rolls as well. Do you suspect that will be a relatively unhindered process, or do you think the Justice Department could get involved there as well?
Well, I mean, they're already involved. I actually sent a letter a couple of days ago to Department of Homeland Security because they will not cooperate with us trying to use the SAVE program. You know, Georgia in 2009 passed a state law that makes, you know, that says that we must check somebody's citizenship before we put them on the voter rolls. And part of doing that is running them through the SAVE system. And we've been trying to get a memorandum of understanding and agreement with the federal government and the Department of Homeland Security to do that, and they have just been dragging us along. And that's why I sent the letter this week and basically just said, look, quit playing politics with this. You know, the feds are supposed to be sharing this database with the states, and they need to let us do our check.
Where do you sense the momentum is in Georgia and on the national level for this? Because I know you took part in a national conversation on this here in Washington at the Heritage Foundation not long ago.
Well, I can't imagine that the Congress, I mean, it's hard for them to get anything passed. I certainly, you know, hope that they wouldn't pass a universal voter registration. And quite honestly, when you talk about photo ID and other things, you know, I think it should be up to the states to decide whether they want to do that or not. You know, Georgia, if we want to have photo ID, and we do, then we should be allowed to do that. But if there are other states that, you know, don't want photo ID and they want to do same-day registration, then they should be able to do that. But I don't think there should be a one-size-fits-all in elections. It really needs to reside with the states because we know best, you know, how to run them in a secure manner for what's best for our state.
Mr. Secretary, I know it's a busy day for you. Thank you for giving us some of your time today, sir.
Have a great day, Greg. Thank you.
Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.